Good morning. We're learning Hilchos Mezuzah. We're continuing. We're in Klal Tetzvav, and we're continuing with Siman Yud Aleph. So we said over here that a person has a chanus, which is only used by day, so it's potter. Now there's two versions of this case of the chanus. There are chanus which are booths, which are temporary, and that's the would fit very well with the comparison to the case of Sukkot Chag B'Chag. But then it would come out that a person has a store which he sits in, and it's not a temporary type of a dwelling, it's an ongoing place where he always uses. So he's there the whole day, only he's never there at nighttime, he doesn't stay overnight in this dwelling place. That's enough to be, according to that version, that would be enough to be Mechayiv, because you dwell in it every day, that's Bekvius. There's some who understand that this din of a chanus is potter, even when a person, when it's a permanent type of arrangement, a permanent type of a building, so a person has goes to his office where he works, not an office in a home, but he goes to his office, he leaves his home and goes to his office. The office is there to be the place for him to be able to do his work, but it's not a place that a person dwells, even though he takes a lunch every day. Maybe even if he puts his head down for a nap every day, but the purpose of it is not to be a place where a person dwells. The purpose of it is the place a person works. So some say even though it's going to be not in a temporary basis, but in an ongoing basis, it's still going to be potter. So this is, there's two opinions. The Chayalim seems to say one of the reasons because it's not their b'kviyas. I mean, if he is their b'kviyas, according to Chayalim, he would be chay. But the Kids of Shulchan Aruch speaks it out explicitly that if a person is their b'kviyas, is going to be chay. So now we have two opinions. So you should put up a mezuzah in your place of work, but without a bracha. Okay. If you have a place which is enclosed, etc., there's a doorway which goes into it, but it's not made for living in. So again, this is another example of the requirement of dira. This is not made for living in, and therefore a person is not going to be chayv. In a case where it opens into a bias, so then there's a din of bisharecho, as we'll see in a moment. But we're talking over here that it's not opening into any bias, it's just standing by itself. And so in that situation, it's not acting as the shar, the entranceway into the bias, but rather standing in its own entity. So it's not for dwelling. People don't live in these places. Gina, which is a garden. Or a beishar, which what a beishar, bias katan sheitzel shar chotzer shasharmer yeshiv shom. Or you have a place where the sharmer sits during the day while he's watching over the chotzer. Because they're not miyuchel ladir. The purpose over there is not that he should be a place where he can eat and drink and sleep, etc. The purpose is that to give him a place to get out of the heat or the cold, etc., the wind, rain, a safe place to sit while he's busy doing his job watching the shop, the entranceway into the chotzer. Now, some argue that a case of Merpesis and Gina, there is a Chiyav Mirabonan to put a mezuzah on these places. But if these were all an access point into a bias which is beyond, so then it's Chayav, because now it's Chayav not because of the din of bias, it's Chayav because of the din of Shar. This is the Shar, this is the way you get into the bias, etc. In the case where you have this small guard room that you open, you walk into that room from the outside, then you walk through that another entranceway into the bias. So that situation, and it has an opening out into the chotzer as well. So it needs two mezuzas. Ach is a makom shepesuch lebayis. Ach a makom shepesuch lechotzer. Chen hu ben gina lebayis. So the way the chayav stands, he would need. Let's say you have a beis shara and it has two openings which come out of the. You have coming from the outside. You can continue on into. So that's one opening between the beis shara and outside. excuse me, you can continue on in into the bias, or you can continue on through a different archway, let's say, in a different door into the chotzer. So in that situation, we're going to say that not only is the access point from the outside chayiv in the mezuzah, the access point into the bias, for sure it's chayiv in the mezuzah. But over here we could argue that the access point from the outside into the bias is chayiv, that's mezuzah, that's shahar. And the other entranceway from the Beishar is into the chotzer. So that's, we said before, that's not going to be mechayiv it. He said no, because it's when you go from the chotzer into the bias, you go through this Beishar, so that's enough to be mechayiv it. If you have a case of a Beishar between a Gina and a bias, and you would have the same argument, depending on what the arrangements are. Have a good day.